So a person forgot Merid Hagoshim in the Musik Shamim in the winter, so he has to go back. But that's only true if he didn't mention Tal. Did not mention Tal. Avalim Hizker Tal Ein Machzir Nasayis. According to the Shulchan Aruch Shita, that a person says Merid at all in the summer, so chances are very good. If a person does not say Geshem, he said Tal, so then he would not have to go back. But for Minig Ashkenazim, that if a person does not say anything at all, there's no insertion at all for the summer. So in the winter, a person forgot it. He probably forgot totally. There's no reason why he should say Merid at all. So then he would have to go back. Siv Katan Chafei Shamin Hakshama Afilu B'Tfilu B'Shana V'Musaf Shal Yamtiv Achan Shel Chag. This will apply by the first Tfilu already. A person forgot, he has to go back, which would be the Musaf of Shmini Atzeres, Zidan, the Nogim Al-Hakish, Masha Baruch, Marad Agoshim, Kadam Musaf. Based on our minute that we announced, the person has to say. The person didn't say, he's got to go back. Hageshim, a person not say Marad Agoshim, Afila im Omer Masha Baruch, say Masha Baruch alone, those two words, without finishing off Marad Agoshim, doesn't solve the problem. Okay? But this is all talking about if he did not mention Tal. If he said Tal, he doesn't have to go back. Hizker Tal, Ratzolam Afilu im Omer Rak Merid Atol Levad. He didn't say Masha Baruch. He just said Merid Atol. So he took four words and replaced it with two. And instead of Geshem, he said Tal. Okay? The time, or the reason the Shulchan Aruch Dava Gabaloi Netzar, the reason why you say the Tal is not considered a significant, if a person forgets Tal, he doesn't have to go back. Because Tal never stops. Okay, but the Ma'aseh, there is an element of praising Hashem. Ma'ashein kein, v'she'ela, tzarech lishal adover ha'netzer. L'mahani lo'yishol motor after shal Tal, k'chamam and simen kufi zayin sital. So for in Birkas Hashanim, when you're asking for Tal doesn't replace asking for motor. Because Tal is something which the person is going to give anyway. More difficult, less difficult, but he's going to give it. You need to ask the rain, but the Russian is not necessarily going to give. So you need to say, so replacing with saying Tal and Motor, with just with saying Tal, and that's all you said, it would not help you. But for regards to the praise of Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's a Shabbat to Kadosh Baruch Hu Bahaskar Vasai. Whereas by Shiloh, it's a praise. Ma'aseh Hashem created something which he never stops. So there is an element of praise in that, and that will compensate for the lack of the praise of the Gesh. Okay, Sif Vav. Okay. B'medram morim shemach ziron osoy kishlo yomer b'kosh shami morad agashem. That aloch that when you go back because you deleted morad agashem.
Ah, b'erkas shani.
Hainu kishasayim kol habracha v'hiskol bracha shachreha. It's when you finished the bracha in Machaya Mesim, and then you started the next one. V'oz choizir l'rosh ha'tefillah. So then you have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Avlim nizker kadam shesayim ha'bracha. You remember Mokam Shenizker, if a person realized that he had not said Merid Hagoshem, you say where it is, anywhere in the paragraph. Afilu in Sayim Abracha, you said Baruch Atah Hashem Echayim Esim. V'niz Yerkanim Shehizkul Atah Kadosh. You didn't say the word Atah yet. The person says Echayim Esim. He realizes he did not say Masha Baruch Atah Hashem. He's not said the word Atah yet. Ein Tzarech Lachzer. Alo Yomer Masha Baruch Atah Hashem V'lo Chasim. So you say it right there. So your Baruch Atah sounds like Baruch Atah Hashem Echayim Esim Masha Baruch Atah Hashem. You say it right there. Okay, and you don't say a chasima again, and then you say a tokadosh. So the hagah shloisha brachas are rishon as chashubas gachas. The first three brachas count as one. Kamakim shatov b'ham chazal rosh bein shuyachid bein shusiver. This applies And you go back to the beginning. Now, the Rambam is not arguing that if you're still holding in the paragraph, you could add it in later in the paragraph. And the argument is because Chazal did not give a specific place that you must insert it. Was that the Mishnah Berurah of Ches v'Hispa? It's only probably you go back when you started the next bracha. Afilu Tevas Atzol Levad. As soon as you said Bracha Tov Hashem Mechayim Esim Atzol, then you go back to the beginning. Okay. Vudenim Hitzol Emer Nikadesh, and will be relevant by Chazar Sashatz if the Chazan started to say Nikadesh. If you caught yourself before you finished the bracha, you say it wherever you realize. Where you have to insert, exactly where you have to insert Geshem, Mashiachim or Degoshem. They said somewhere in the bracha of Gemurus. So you put it somewhere in the bracha of Gemurus. We mentioned in the Gemara B'Kadosh Baruch Hu that he brings rain in the bracha of Tchias HaMesim B'Chayim HaMesim. Rashi Noigel learned the thing B'Chalkil Shuparnos, but the place which logic would tell us the best place to say it is Mashiach Gomer Goshem B'Chalkil Chayim B'Chesim. The Mashiach is taking care of the human being's needs by giving rain. But the truth is, since Chazal were not Kivei HaMakim, and it's just a minute, therefore wherever you put it in, you put it in. However, person says, the person finishes all the way up, should be all the way up to the end of the paragraph. And then he realizes he did not say Mashiach Merda Goshem. So he says, I know Talach Yasmisim, Mashiach Merda Goshem. So the Mishnah Berurah, you don't continue with Baruch Tashem Mechaim Mesim, because that's not. You know, the lach is besides that you have the chasima of bracha. You need that the last thing you say prior to the chasima is me'ena chasima. So you have to repeat me'ena talachias chasima in that situation. Tzarech la'asur b'lomer me'ena talachias chasima. You know, me'en chasima samach lechasima. That when before you make a chasima bracha, you have to say something which is on the topic. It's like the what the chasima will be about, and then so which is talking about tchias ameitzim, not about motor. Okay. Furthermore, the Mechaber says, even if you finish the bracha, as long as you have not started the next bracha, say it where you are. Therefore, if a person realizes that he said bracha to Hashem, and he forgot Mashiach Baruch Amar Goshen, so what should he do? The answer is simple. Say, Mechai Meisim, and Mashiach Baruch Amar Goshen. Right? Just finish off the chasima, say the bracha, and say Mashiach Baruch. Okay, that seems to be the simple pshat. What does it mean by lachasima? Means you don't. So you already said Baruch Hashem Mechayim Meisim. Mashiach Hamar Negoshim. You don't say Nemrat Lachayim Shasim again. After we're being chosev on Mashiach Hamar Negoshim. No. You said that already. And what do you do? And then you. So as soon as you finish Mashiach Hamar Negoshim, Atokadosh. Ushumamra Atokadosh. Fine. Who did Meshach Yalav Yaber Baruch Kedesh Shach Rusim Mincha? Minizkel Acher Shasim Birchas Hamachas. So the Mishnah Berurah, the Chorban, we have the same issue. A person forgot Yalav Yavah by Shachar Zav Mincha. Meimar, it doesn't go back. Okay, we're not going to insert it over here. By Shachar Zav Mincha, you must go back. Person forgot Yalav Yavah. Right? The person says, "Vasech Hazen and Eneb Shulchan Tzibur Rachamim Baruch Ato Hashem Machadish Kinnu Shulchan Tzibur." And then he realizes he forgot Yalav Yavah. So what does he do? He says it right there. Okay.
Even
not by Marv, just by Shachar. Sherba Shomim Kamram, you say Yalav Yavu there. And then, Mastel Moidim, and then you continue, you don't go back, you say Moidim. Why? Because this idea that you can insert it at that point, even though you finished the bracha, is questionable. So if we can do that and save you from repeating the whole Shemoneh Esrei, we will do that. But by Ma'ariv, where you do not repeat the Shemoneh Esrei if you forgot, Yalav Yalav, there's no reason to be makel and to insert it over there. Okay, so in that situation, he'll say Moedim. Shemesham, Bimekarma, and then Umas L'Moedim. You say Yalav Yalav there, right? You finish off, and then you say Moedim. You finish the bracha. So how can you insert it now? No, you didn't really finish the bracha because you didn't go to the next bracha yet. So your mind is still in this bracha, and therefore you can now add in whatever is necessary to do so. It's not considered you finish it. In regards to things which require you to go back, you say, you know what? We're not going to make you go back and consider it at this point. But if something you don't go back for, so you finished. Because why should I be making to allow you to insert it in a spot where it's machlokes, and then you're like, you know, possibly you're just adding some extra words you shouldn't be adding. So, Kigayin Habdullah Machina Doas, Vialab Yabba Arbis Rish Kanish, Balanisa Machanaka Portal, Hoke Gavna, you finish a bracha, Machanaka Portal, you forget Yalab Yabba, Atashim Kolachon Allah Dos, Alanisa, I'm sorry, thank you. And you started, and you said Atashim Kolachon Allah Dos. You don't say Alanisa over there, because since you fail Alanisa, you don't go back. So an insert it now was questionable. So why should we do it to save you from not going back? We're not going to have to go back anymore, etc. Shein l'omer b'skisayim abracha pishol ahiskol abracha shalach. Even though you have not started the next bracha, since again this whole idea of inserting it now is machlokes, so we're not going to do it in a case where it's not there's no pressing need. Now. So when's the moment of the siyum? Once you did Hashem, you don't go back. That's the point of no return. Baruch to Hashem, atoyim shimcha l'chan el lohadis. That's it. Baruch to Hashem is enough. That's the point of no return for Al Nisim. Now, v'yesh poiskim shecholkim orman da'afkim durm shemachzir moisoi. They argue with this whole premise, and they say, listen, it's too late. Baruch Ata Hashem, right? It's too late to insert Masha Baruch Amar Hagashim. You finish the second bracha. You go back to beginning Shemoneh Esrei. Baruch Ata Hashem, Amar Chazish Kenes Halotziyan. You can't add the Elul Yavu at this point in time, according to this person. But Kaponim nearly Lamaisa. So therefore, Zot the Mishabur. So practical. I would like to say at least this point. Since I'm a chloikis, I'm not getting involved in possible chloikis. But this one shall tell you. We said that he says Baruch to Hashem, that's instead of the chasima, in regards to, in the first opinion, in regards to things you don't go back for. Something you go back for, you finish off the bracha and you insert, according to the first opinion. But if you hold that you cannot insert, but why we want you to go right there? We want you to stay within the Sibrach, but if the person only said Baruch to Hashem, Selam Deinu Chukhev, then you haven't finished a bracha yet. So you're still Bab Sabracha. But then, you don't need to go back all the way to the beginning. You just go back to you're within the bracha still. So therefore, okay, nearly the Maisa, Nizkar Achar Shomer Hashem. He said Baruch to Hashem, about to say, right, Mechaya Mason. Lo Yigmar Mechaya Mason. Don't finish off Yechaya Mason. Are you saying on Dinah Chukeva? Vichakar and Posik Levat. You're saying a Posik. Then it's not a Shem, not a Baruch Levatol. You said Baruch Levatol. On Dinah Chukeva. So, Mitzad, the Isser of Baruch Levatol, you've solved. You haven't finished a Baruch yet. You've inserted something which you shouldn't know, but then the whole thing is a Shem, you have a whatever it is. So, you're still holding the second Baruch. So good, so now, we'll say Mashiach Baruch Levatol. So actually, in this scenario, it's a good question. See, if he says Lameni Chukecho, we would like him to go back to the beginning of Masharuch Maragosh Mechal Kachay Meches. If you realize somewhere in the middle of the bracha, right? So just insert it there. Even though we have a minute to say it earlier, but insert it there. But over here, you can't really insert it there because that's the middle of nowhere. So it sounds like that in that situation, he would say, he tells you to go back, you go back to Masha Baruch. And the Ramah said that the first two brachas are considered one. And then he says, any situation where you're saying something which the halacha would be, if you went right, you'd have to go back. We don't want you to be in a situation where you went right, and therefore we're forcing you to go back all the way to the beginning, whatever it is. We would like you to not be finished the bracha. So that's what we suggest in that case, same one, something which the halacha does not require you to go back, so why should I say Lamdei Nechukecha? So I'll say the right proper bracha and not go back. But if the halacha says I have to go back if I finish the bracha, why should I finish the bracha and be forced to go back if I go to say Lamdei Nechukecha? Okay. Then the Rabbi added the first three brachas are like one. Rishon is not going to Rishon Hashem the Arbahu. The discussion here is the first three brachos. They're one. That's true. But the truth is, who adin shalish hoachren. The last three brachos are also considered one unit. But Tom, the shalish rishon is inyanim echad. The first three, their purpose is really one thing. The sadash rishim koshamokim karam shelis tzurachot. The body of Shana Esrei is divided into three parts. The first three are praise to Kadosh Baruch Hu. There are different ways to say praise, but that's the idea: is praise. The next, at that point in time, the next 13 are requests from Hashem, and the last three are thanks. The servant comes and gives praise to his master before he makes a request. The last three are thanking. So that's why these are unique, and that we look at them as one unit. The Ramah, any place you have a mistake in over here, you have to go back to the beginning. So the Ramah is not going back in our issue of Mashiach Baruch Hu Amar Goshem. He's just saying any mistake that you make, you have to go back. And you go back to the beginning. So what do you mean a mistake you make? The person says, Atogadol to the Togibor. It's Ma'akev. What mistake are you referring to? And why would you have to go back to the beginning? He says, the mistake you're referring to is a mistake in the Chassim. Shechosim bracha zu b'inyin bracha cheres. He said it in the bracha at the end that he's supposed to. Shechosim b'ser sami tshuva kela kodesh v'nizkai lachik tegibur, or a hamelech kodesh instead of a kela kodesh. He was supposed to say melech kodesh, and he said kela kodesh instead. She yepshel lo shuv l'sakin too, so he can't fix anything. It's too late. Shein chazar ma'el is el tech deeper. Removing the mistake requires a tech deeper. Chokiyav the eitz adav reshim hoye himoye erik kisei abebroch acheres so yitzarach lasu l'roish oisabroch. All the Ramah is saying is any situation where if this such a mistake had taken place in a singular bracha, you're about to begin in that bracha. Over here, you get back to all. You go back to the beginning of all three. That's this point the Ramah is trying to say.
Okay.
But if the mistake was not at the end of the bracha, Berachat Hashem, Mekayem Meisim, right? Somewhere in the middle of the paragraph, he said, instead of saying, whatever, he makes a mistake. That's not ma'akiv. Okay. Now, Zion. Come back from Shana Armin, Chayzel the Bracha Shatoba. You go back to the beginning of the Bracha, that you made the mistake in. Person, by She'elo, by Saint Talamotor, a person forgot by Saint Talamotor, he goes back to Bracha Shashana. Hani Milik Shatoba Shagi, person made a mistake, he forgot whatever it is, got distracted. Amazed and miscavin, but a person daven intent. You know, I prefer, you know, much smaller. I prefer saying a smaller tefillah. I'm not going to say everything. Or he skips something. So loch is chazal the rush. Let's go back to the beginning. Yeah. Ches. When he's stopping in history of Mara Degeshe, Imloy, he's Masubik, if he continues saying Mara Degeshe into the summer, which he should not have done, he's not sure if he did or he didn't. Up to 30 days, we assume he probably said what he was used to have been saying, which was that he mentioned Geshem. So we assume that's the situation, and he has to go back. Now, why does Machaber give me that situation? Why does he give me a situation all the way around? He forgot Mashiach Baruch in the winter. I'm not sure if it's 30 days or not. I'm not sure whether he said it or not. It's within 30 days. So, because according to Machaber, you wouldn't go back. Because if you didn't say Merit Regeshem, you said Merit at all.
No, you're okay.
So you're okay. So the Ramah, so the only case is in the case all the way around. The person said Geshem in the summer. That's not acceptable. Right, so the Ramah, this is relevant for us the other way around. We don't say Tal in the summer. So we don't assume that a person forgot Geshem, he said Tal instead. Why should I assume that? He's not sure if he said Merit Geshem in the Shomim. And if he didn't say it, he didn't say Merit at all. He said nothing. So, Koshash Mem Chayzer, the Vadi Omer Kimosh Rogel. Within the first 30 days, we saw the person did not say it properly, and therefore he has to go back to the beginning. After 30 days, already we assume he said it properly. The Shnurur does not discuss, do we have any leeway to say that I know that if I'm different? That... maybe it takes me 15 days to get used to a new nusach, or it takes me 45 days to get used to a new nusach. Right? What's the halacha? So I'm trying to remember who talks about it, but I can't place it with the Maisa. I think the psak was, we look at it, if a person is positive and he has conviction, he believes it takes him shorter time to get used to it, he can rely on that. or vice versa. Okay, Zat Mishabura bin Moisacham Lamathe. Right, so in the summer, if he forgot to say Marat Goshem, he's Masupik. I forgot. If he's Masupik, if he said Marat Goshem by mistake or not. Right, so we assume up to 30 days, that's the situation. Zog Mishabura. Meshum the rog of Mimecha, Riflemer, Mashiva Kamardagoshim. In the winter, he says, Mashiva Kamardagoshim. Now he's supposed to stop. And not sure if he stopped or not. Can he stop? Ulai Omer Ashram Gam Kain Hachi. So probably, maybe he continues saying as he used to. Well, Omer Murad at all. Keshar Ben Yodim. It's going from the winter to the summer. Ready time to say Murad at all. And he's saying, Mashiva Kamardagoshim. Very possible. I will have a lot of the men because the Shulchan Aruch cannot discuss the opposite case. The Hanush Nisabek Loi, Bezuk Shomim, Mehizr Geshem. According to the Mechaber, you say Murder Tall in the summer. If you forgot Geshem in the winter, you probably said Tall. He can't say the case. The Mahana Shitabala bin Osam Hinsu Gashem, the Makara Ari Linyan Minik Sorat, Shinoigim Bemasuk Shamim, Shinoigim, Lerma Bemasukhama Muratol, they say Muratol in the summer. Vyatsub is that field of Mesukham, which but he ever in the winter, that also will work. Kanabas of Hay. Balkan Zek, Kosovo Ramah, the Didan, the Ainmas Kiran of Tabamasukhama, Mel Yeshi Sabak. So we have the suffering both directions, but according to the Mechaber, you will not have the suffering in both directions. So till 30 days is Bechesed Shehizker. Lam and Vav. Ad. The Ad's manzeh chazaka shomer kemusha rogal haratu al mekan ve'elot kemar hurgul l'shono l'omer kalach. So we said it's not, like this Shita, I don't know who it is, in a stam, we assume it takes a person 30 days to adjust to the new nusach. But the reality is if a person, that's min stam, that's a chazak. Like a person knows that he's different, Okay, shloshim yom. Now we have the sip test, cost of the diabetician poem. So, sip test says, brings a sheet of the Rami Rutenberg. Says a Kavachar. He says, if you can get accustomed to a new language pattern over a period of 30 days, Kavachar, if you pack all of that into one day's worth, and you say it 90 times. Right. So if you say it 90 times in one day, so you change your language pattern and you're going to say it properly. So Lecharo, over here says you need 30 days. Well, the Lecharo says in Septesh you need 90 times. The problem is, if you're talking about, what's the 90 times in the Gate? Talking about being masker, the word Kshamim, which applies to Shachar's Musaf, Mincha, and Marv. There's Musafim in the middle. There's a Musaf. So why are we saying the next sifat 90 times is sufficient? You do your math, there's more than 90 times over here. Spread it over the... So Kar Titzor, I heard on the social media, Gam Ken, Reutz Alam, Reutz Minyan, Tfilah, Shat Midiyah, Shiyesh, Pashash, and then. Some approach it by saying, and Echadam, you don't need... When we say 30 days, we don't mean 30 days, we mean 30 days of regular Tfilah, Shat Midiyah, Shiyesh, Pashash, right? Over here, for Ashkenazim, right? Or for Sardar, first day Pesach, we switch over from Asher Baruch to Merid Atol. Asher Baruch Merid Goshen to Merid Atol. So he continues on, right? So if you do your math, there's for Chutznik, we have 7 more days of Yom Tov, right? So in that 7 more days of Yom Tov, instead of having just 21 tefillahs or 28 tefillahs, we had 7 more tefillahs. And then there's going to be a few Shabbosim along the way. and then there's going to be Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh Nissan has 2 days. So sometimes that might fall out of Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh Iyar has 2 days. Thank you. The 2 days, of, the 1 day of Nissan, 1 day of Iyar. That's what I'm going to say. Thank you. So, and that might fall out on Shabbos, but you have potentially, you're talking about one of those 7 days of Chol HaMoed is going to be Shabbos. Anyway, there's 4 Shabbosos in that 30-day period, possibly 5, depending on where you're starting. Right? Might be 4 or 5 Shabbosos in there. That's 5 days plus 6 more days of Pesach. Is 13 plus Rosh Chodesh is potentially 15 days. So when you're going to have 9, instead of having 90 tefillahs, you're going to have 105 tefillahs in that period of time. Right? Now, so we had 30 days. What do you mean? The time it takes in 30 days to get the 90 tefillahs, which will be less than 30 days. Because you have these extra tefillahs, which will compensate for, you have 15 extra left. That's 5 days. So after 25 days, you hit 90 tefillahs. Right? So that's also my answer. They say that when it's 90 days, 30 days, they don't mean 30 full days. They mean Kimiyan tefillahs, so neither sheesh for Toshim Yom. That is Shalosh Pamim, but Yom. We can't debate him, Lobin and Shalosh Yom, Shem, you don't need 30 full days. Akim and Shahushim, Tisham tefillahs. Once you finish 90 tefillahs, you're going to say properly. So that's how they get to number 90. So Chazal used 30 days. It's the way you say 90 tefillahs. And 90 tefillahs actually take you less than 30 days. Now, Sukkot's time, it will not be as dramatic. Especially, let's say America, you're in Eretz Yisrael. So you have most of Shmini Atzeres. Right? That's where you started. And you have 2 on that day. Next day is Chol. So you'll deal with the 4 Shabbosos. So instead of in 30 days, you're going to have 94 plus, again, you have 2 days of Shredish. 96 tefillahs is close to 105. So you're talking about cutting back 2 days as opposed to 5 days, which is not going to be as dramatic. That's a some answer. Now the opposite, because you're only shaled during the weekdays, which is 6 days of the week. So 30 days, you only have 26 days times 3. Mm-hmm. Right? You're missing 12. You're missing 12 tefillahs because of the Shabbosos. The Shabbos doesn't take away that, but the Shabbos does. Then the Shloshim Yom Tishim Tefillahs, when they Tefillahs, the Shabbos, the Yom Tov Shein Behem, Rak Sheva Brachos. He says, "Hey, Chumra, Yitzurak Letzol Mistake Arafilo Arafir Shloshim Yom." Even after 3 days have passed, you still have a Shabbos. You Yom Tishim Tefillahs, Shohar Loshenol Loimar Behem Kehaga. So that's what some of Chayim say. He says over here at the bottom. So Pesach time, it's the day. So you're going to start the first day of Chol HaMoed. You're going to start saying the same brachos, the same talmud of the bracha. And you're going to have to, after 4 days, you have Yom Tov. Today's Yom Tov. So you don't say that. And you have Shabbosos, right? So. You're going to need to continue after 30 days so you get the 90 tefillahs, according to this pshat. However, No, 30 days is a change. Even though those 30 days, you do not say necessarily all 90 tefillahs yet. Or 30 days is enough, even though you require 30 days even though you have more than 90 tefillahs. So he accepts no shita l'kula. So if you tell me that after 26 days you've already reached the count of the amount of tefillahs that you need because of all the extra tefillahs, etc., okay, so you don't make it, if you're masupik, you don't go back. Because maybe you don't have to go back. Vice versa. If 30 days have passed, even though you haven't said 90 tefillahs of she'ela, okay, no, you don't go back. 30 days have passed. You make up both ways. Because of the house. You didn't daven. Well, this is also when you daven. Well, maybe you didn't. What happened if you didn't daven? Now, the Taz Pasha is going like the Mahalach of the Gra and other Akharinim, that the main thing is 30 days, even though you didn't daven that day. Because of the Savior Morgan Gibur, the Koshinim Shail Shah Bashmeh Tvila, the Dame of the Lord. So according to the Darachayim, he says you need to ask on the mouth of tefillas. He doesn't look at the day 30 days. He looks at the mouth of tefillas. So if you skipped it, you didn't daven a day. You didn't daven. Then he says the one thing he does say: if a person did say we said tell a mutter in shemei tefillah, because that's the law when you do that, that also counts. Now that's a chiddush because really you're trying to mark your lasharnoi in the language of the bracha of Baruch Hashanah. And I said it later on. I said, no, the ma'aseh you said it, that's good enough.
About after December 5th or after the 7th of Chesh.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Till Shashim and Bekhash to Hister, I guess, and that you have a problem. V'im Boroloi Shahoya Bedaita, Liz Kerme Ain, Hamaura, Linyan Haskoro, Shelo, Vialabayobu, Kiagabu. A person was planning to say the proper insertion. He knows that, and he remembers that. Beshechatfil, Lachazman Muflig, Nofel Safik Beliboy. Later on in the day, he can't remember if he didn't say it or not. So, im zochrat betfila loy, ain't sorach lachs. You don't go back. However, in the sorach suffik, miyan akarat tfila, yesh lachs. But if immediately after you said your essay, you what do you don't remember? If you just said it, you should remember. Right? If you plan this, you remember, you plan to say it. Later than I said, you don't remember. Okay, you understand. It's very possible you said it, you don't remember. But, so, and you know that you were planning to say it, that's good enough. In a case where immediately you have the suffix, so that's mistarba, that means that you didn't say it, and therefore you, in that situation, you would have to go back. Okay, let's hold it here. Adam, have a good night.